Several members have asked about the impact of the tariffs on specific industries in Singapore. We are assessing the situation carefully. But our deeper worry is not the direct impact that these businesses face. It is the wider implications for the global trading system and the world economy. So let me explain. First, the reciprocal tariffs are a fundamental rejection of the WTO rules. One of the cornerstones of the WTO multilateral trading system is the most favored nation principle, or MFN. Most favored nation sounds like giving special privileges. Actually, it means the opposite, that every member must treat all other members equally. In other words, if a country extends more favorable terms or imposes additional restrictions to one trading partner, it must do the same to all other WTO members. There are some carve-outs and exceptions to the MFN rule, for example, to allow free trade agreements. But MFN has long been the bedrock of the multilateral trading system. It ensures a level playing field, prevents discrimination, and enables countries, big or small, to compete fairly in global markets. This has helped to liberalize trade amongst more than 100 WTO members, each with different economic and political and social concerns. America's new tariff regime is a complete repudiation of the MFN principle. It opens the door to selective country-by-country trade relations based on unilateral preferences. If other countries adopt the same approach as the US, the rules-based trading system will unravel. This will spell trouble for all nations, but smaller countries like Singapore will face greater pressures, because small countries have limited bargaining power in one-on-one bilateral negotiations. So the major powers will dictate the terms, and we risk being marginalized and sidelined. Second, the likelihood of a full-blown global trade war is growing. Singapore has decided not to impose retaliatory tariffs. Doing so will only lead to increased cost for Singaporeans. But other countries may not be guided by the same considerations and may have different perceptions and views. China has already imposed retaliatory tariffs on US goods. Others, like the European Union, are considering their next steps. Some think that the new tariffs are a negotiating tactic, a negotiating tool by the US to extract concessions in other areas. This was what President Richard Nixon did in 1971. He slapped a 10% surcharge on imports to pressure Germany and Japan to devalue their currencies, and when they did, the tariffs came off. Indeed, there is a brief window for countries to negotiate and get some reprieve from the US before the higher tariffs take effect. And it may be possible for some rates to be lowered. But we have to be realistic. Once trade barriers go up, they tend to stay up. Rolling them back is much harder, even after the original rationale no longer applies. Even if some partial accommodations are eventually worked out, the uncertainty generated by such a drastic move will dampen global confidence and growth. It will be very hard to restore the previous status quo. And in particular, it doesn't look like the 10% universal rate is open for negotiation. This seems to be the fixed minimum tariff, regardless of a country's trade balance or existing trade arrangements. Furthermore, there are other forces that could maintain the momentum for tariffs. In particular, many European countries are eager to protect their critical industries like electric vehicles, green technologies, and semiconductors from Chinese competition. They do not want to be a dumping ground for exports from China or other countries. There is also a growing push across the West to strengthen their domestic manufacturing capabilities and to reduce dependence on global supply chains, especially in strategic industries. So this round of tariff increases by the US may just be the beginning of more increases to come globally. And we've seen this play out before. The US enacted sweeping tariff increases through the Smoot-Hawley Act in 1930. Many countries protested and a number retaliated with their own trade restrictions and tariffs. This deepened and extended the Great Depression. In some ways, today's risk may be greater. The new US tariffs, if fully enacted, are higher than the ones in Smoot-Hawley. Trade is now a much bigger part of the American and global economy compared to the 1930s. Supply chains are also more deeply connected than they were back then. Any disruption to trade flows will have wider knock-on effects on the world. Now, this brings me to the third point, which is the impact on the global economy. Business and consumer confidence has already been hit by the tariffs. International trade and investments will suffer. Our economic agencies got in touch with several multinational enterprises and local businesses after the tariff announcement. Even those who were not directly affected by the tariffs are worried about weakening demand from their consumers. Some have put new projects on hold while they assess the full implications of the tariffs. These are reactions from companies based here, but I'm sure the same conversations are happening in boardrooms elsewhere. Over the recent days, we have seen sharp negative reactions in global stock markets. It is too early to tell if all this will spill over into the real economy, but the downside risks are clearly rising. What's troubling is not just the tariffs themselves, which are already damaging, but the fact that this new wave of protectionism is unpredictable and unstable. Protectionism is already bad. Unstable protectionism is even worse. Businesses don't know what to expect. Many are holding back, fearful that changing rules will leave them with stranded assets. And all this creates an environment of deep uncertainty, one that could tip both the US and global economy into recession. The consequences extend far beyond economics. More and more countries are turning away from win-win cooperation and deeper integration. Instead, we see a rising me-first, win-lose mindset, where it's every country for itself. Some are even prepared to use aggressive or coercive means to get what they want at the expense of others. Meanwhile, global institutions are getting weaker and long-standing norms of cooperation are breaking down. One major concern is the US-China relationship. America views China as a strategic competitor and threat, which must be dealt with now while America still has the advantage. China says it is ready for a tariff war, a trade war, or any other type of war. The US has now threatened an extra 50% tariff on China, and China says it will fight till the end. There are fewer channels for dialogue, which can serve as guardrails to manage the relationship. So if the disputes escalate and destabilize US-China relationship, the consequences for the world would be disastrous. We must be mentally prepared. The predictable and rules-based order we once knew is fading. The new era will be more volatile with more frequent and unpredictable shocks. We must be ready to stand firm and protect our interests, no matter how the external winds may blow. What does all this mean for Singapore? In the near term, we expect weaker global growth, which means external demand for our goods and services will fall. The outward-oriented sectors of our economy will suffer the brunt of the impact. They include manufacturing, especially segments like electronics and semiconductors, biomedical science, which have higher export exposure to the US, wholesale trade and transport will be impacted. The global uncertainty and dampened sentiments will also impact some services industries, including finance and insurance. Singapore may or may not go into recession this year, but I have no doubt that our growth will be significantly impacted. We had originally projected GDP growth of 1 to 3% for 2025. MTI is reassessing the growth forecast and will likely revise it downwards. Slower growth will mean fewer job opportunities and smaller wage increases for workers. And if more companies face difficulties or relocate their operations back to the US, there will be higher retrenchments and job losses.